Chapter 268, Prohibition of Maligning. Allah the Exalted says, "And those who annoy believing men and women undeservedly bear on themselves the crime of slander and plain sin." 3358. 1565. Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As radiyallahu anhuma reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'A true Muslim is one from whose tongue and hand the Muslims are safe, and a muhajir, emigrant, is he who leaves the deeds which Allah has prohibited.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Everyone who professes Tawheed and acknowledges the prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a Muslim. But a perfect Muslim is one who has attained that high level where he does not harm any Muslim with his hand and tongue, speech. Similarly, an emigrant is the one who abandons his homeland and relatives and goes to a place where he can easily practice the religion of Allah. But such a person is also an emigrant who renounces all such things which are forbidden by Allah, because emigration means abandoning, whether it is abandoning of homeland or sins. 1566. Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As radiyallahu anhuma said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'He who desires to be rescued from the fire of hell and to enter Jannah should die in a state of complete belief in Allah and the last day, and should do unto others what he wishes to be done unto him.'" Muslim. Commentary. This hadith is part of a long hadith which has already been mentioned. See hadith number 668. It stresses steadfastness in faith and virtuous deeds, because the time of death is not known to anyone. Since one can die at any moment, one should never be unmindful of the obligations of faith and good deeds, so that he embraces death in a state of perfect faith. This hadith has the same meanings which are contained in the verse 102 of the Surah Al-Imran, exhorting the Muslims thus, "And die not except in a state of Islam as Muslim with complete submission to Allah." Every Muslim should treat people as nicely as he himself desires to be treated by others.